begin in Canberra, where Labor's finance spokesman Jim Chalmers has confirmed that he will not be a candidate for the leadership of the Federal Labor Party. Anthony Albanese remains the only contender, but there is still time for another candidate to come forward. Political reporter Alexandra Beach joins me now. Alex, there was speculation that Jim Chalmers was being warned off running for the leadership. What did he say in making his announcement today?
Eleanor, Jim Chalmers has thanked those who were encouraging him to run for that job. As you say, there were reports that people were telling him to stand down, but he says he's also just been overwhelmed by how many people have supported him in this. He, of course, is from Queensland, so there were some who thought he could help the party win over voters in that state, and he's also younger and from the right of the party, while Mr Albanese is from the left. But in this statement, he says that he's not putting his hand up, at least not this time around, so he is leaving his options open for the years ahead. Essentially, he says he wasn't convinced that he had the numbers and he was worried about the impact on his family. He does have three young children and the youngest is only 5 months. So he spoke with Anthony Albanese this morning and has thrown his support behind him.
Did he say that he would be a contender for the deputy leadership?
Well, that had looked like an option. By tradition, if someone from the left is the party's leader, then someone from the other factional side is picked to be deputy, which of course rules out Tanya Plibersek because she and Anthony Albanese are both from the left. Jim Chalmers would have worked as a member from the right, but factional sources are telling us it will be Defence spokesman Richard Marles instead. It's sounding like he has the numbers for that role. However, a Victorian MP, Claire O'Neill, who's also from the right, has posted on Twitter that many people in the party, especially Labor women, are encouraging her to run for deputy leader to ensure that there's still a woman in that leadership duo. So she's looking into her options and whether that's feasible. And of course, Jim Chalmers could still play some other significant role. He's currently finance spokesman, but he's indicated in his statement that he'd like to play a substantial role in rebuilding and refreshing Labor after that defeat.
So how confident is Anthony Albanese now of the leadership?
He's got to be feeling pretty confident. He was already looking like the front runner here. Chris Bowen and Tanya Plibersek obviously both ruled themselves out over the past few days. And now with Jim Chalmers making way, Anthony Albanese's really the only person in the race. Of course, people have until Monday morning to throw their hat in the ring. A lot could happen between now and then. But at this point, we're not hearing of anyone else that's seriously considering a tilt at the leadership. And it does seem like people are falling in behind Anthony Albanese.
Alexandra Beach, our political reporter there in Canberra. Thank you.